Blog Talk Radio.
As your tour guide. Thank you for being a part of this life event. I am so excited you chose to join in today. So let's get this party started. As we come together each week, we take time to anchor ourselves in affirmative positive reading. Today, I'm going to share with you my daily inspirational message that I post via WordPress. And it's just so appropriate for the things that are going on right now. And the name of this piece is called Peace and Renewal. I renew my life in peace. I renew all past relationships and conditions in peace. I renew my environment in peace. My world is made anew in the incredible energy of peace. I am peaceful, filled. I radiate peace out to the universe and receive peace flooding me. I immerse in peaceful thoughts. I think on peace and create it where it may be lacking. I act in peace at all times, for peace is greater than any other condition. I speak in ways that demonstrate peace. Peace, peace, peace. Peace heals and harmonizes all situations. I pour peace on all relationships, be it with family members, friends, or coworkers. I watch the peace that surpasses all human understanding to penetrate all interactions. I see manifested before me otherwise unfriendly acts turned into peace. This peace I speak of begins with me. I am the catalyst for creating peace in all relationships. Past conditions are restored by the renewing of them in peace thoughts. I choose to see them differently, only an illusion, and I have the power to change the outcome if I so desire. I decide to change it by drenching it in absolute peace. I am at peace with endings and beginnings. I harbor no ill against anyone, past or present, for my entire existence is comprised entirely of peace. My environment is filled with peace. My home and my car have peace circulating in and through them. I enjoy the serenity of this awesome peace. I can relax and savor the blissful moments in the peaceful environment created by me. In my world, there's only room for peace, which establishes my renewal. I bask in the newness of everything in my life, which is filled with peace. I am joyous and loving in my peace-filled atmosphere. Again, you can subscribe to have these automatically delivered to your email. The site address is RevSandy, RevSandy. .wordpress.com, and that will connect you to the site, and you can sign up to have those automatically delivered right to your email address so that you can read those. Next, what we do at this point in the program is pause for a moment for inner reflection. We become still for just a moment as we honor our ancestors. Today, we honor all of our ancestors as they are indeed our wayshowers and our truth. Without them, we would and could not exist. So we pause for a moment. Thank you. It's all about life. It's all about love. It's all about wellness. The mission of Life, Love, Wellness is the uplifting of ourselves, the truly loving ourselves, and being genuinely involved in our holistic wellness. Our topic today is the essential keys to longevity, exploring naturopathic approaches to wellness, and baby boomers in healthcare. What is the connection? We are honored to have with us tonight one of the world's renowned naturopathic doctors, practitioners, Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark, as he is affectionately known, has spent years in the research, search, and study of a system that aids people into a state of wholeness and wellness. His studies include, among many other topics, traditional Chinese medicine modalities. As most leaders do, he is constantly learning from the world's best teachers so that he can perfect those skills and incorporate them into what he teaches, teacher and healer. Audience, you are invited to join in the discussion. All comments are welcomed, and every voice will be heard with complete acceptance and no judgment. If you so choose, you can call in and speak with me and Dr. Mark on 516-531-9819 and simply press 1 to alert me you want to speak on the air. Now, the disclaimer for Life, Love, and Wellness. The contents of this radio show are intended for information and educational purposes only. Nothing is intended to diagnose or prescribe treatment for any health condition. Our intention is to help guide you to live a healthy lifestyle and to prevent health problems. If you suspect you have a health problem, please seek qualified health professionals to help you make the healthiest informed choices. Always consult with your doctor before starting any new health treatment program. Nothing stated is intended to constitute a medical diagnosis or treatment. Nothing is intended as a recommendation or endorsement of any specific tests, products, procedures, opinions, or other information that may be mentioned on this show. As for me, I am not a licensed physician, simply someone like you who have taken personal responsibility for my own health. Always use licensed physicians as needed. Any reliance on any of the information provided is solely at the user's risk. Although Dr. Mark is licensed, certified, and quite knowledgeable, so please pay attention to his words that he will be sharing with us. You're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're so excited to get this information because, you know, we often think about how can I live longer? How can I be healthier in my life? And so we have those answers that we will be sharing with you with our guest, Dr. Mark, shortly. We're going to take a short break and just listen to just a little music, and we'll be right back.
Straighten up your act and boogie down.
As Michael Jackson just said, we're going to leave our 9-to-5 and all that other behind us because we are going to enjoy this conversation tonight. Welcome back to Life, Love, Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. You are welcome to call and chat on the air with us at 516-531-9819. Press 1 to signal us that you would wish to speak on the air. So tonight, our conversation is the essential keys to longevity, exploring naturopathic approaches to wellness, baby boomers and healthcare, what is the connection? We are so honored to have with us tonight one of the world's renowned naturopathic practitioners, Dr. Mark Armstrong.
Hello,
Dr.
Sandy
Mark.
Hello,
hello,
Sandy.
Dr.
Can you hear me?
Mark? I can.
Hi, Sandy.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm fine. I'm so excited that you're joining us for this segment. You are such a storehouse of knowledge and information, and I would just like for you to share some of that. But let me read your bio so that the audience can get a feel for your expertise. Is that okay with you? Okay.
Yes,
Mark Armstrong is a naturopathic practitioner, teacher, and trainer for over 25 years. He has practiced complementary, alternative, and Chinese medicine since 1982. In 1995, he became founder and director of the Ahimki Center for Wholeness. The first center was located several years in Marietta, and the second center is now currently located in Roswell, Georgia. He uses different types of modalities, tools, and processes designed to help the body balance and heal itself. Over the years, he has received numerous certifications, trainings, and recognition in his field. Dr. Mark's major areas of training and experience are in mind management, access consciousness, therapeutic massage therapy, acupressure, EFT, cranial sacral therapy, and energy balancing, just to name a few. He's one of several practitioners, State of Georgia, trained and qualified to use the Undammed Biofeedback System from Germany. He has a strong belief in community holistic health education and provides seminars to churches, schools, colleges, universities, and businesses. He also presents at various medical conferences and health and wellness events. Dr. Mark has appeared on various radio and cable TV shows. Dr. Mark has a BS in ergonomics and health sciences from the University of California at Santa Barbara, UCSB. He completed advanced studies and certification at the Holistic Studies Institute, the California Acupuncture College in Santa Barbara, California, and the Clayton College of Natural Healing. He has a master's and a doctorate in divinity from the Universal Brotherhood University. Dr. Mark, welcome,
thank
sir.
Thank you, Sandy. Thank you so very much. And it was a wonderful intro that you gave. Those affirmations were quite powerful. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Only the best for the best, right?
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. So let's just start. What motivated you to begin in the work that you're currently doing?
Well, the biggest thing was I grew up in Southern California, in Compton, California, and I had asthma as a kid, and my parents would spend lots of time and energy and money taking me to various doctors, but mostly medical doctors. And I wasn't getting any better. It wasn't until around age 9 that I got to meet my grandfather, who was an herbalist. And after spending a few hours with him, he realized that I had allergies to milk and to wheat. And that surprised me because every day I would have milk in the mornings with my cereal, and everything we had was, you know, wheat bread. We thought that was good, but I didn't realize until I stopped drinking milk and stopped eating wheat that my allergies went away. That made a big deal because I had psoriasis coupled with a lot of digestive issues, but the biggest thing was I couldn't breathe. And so when those allergies went away and I could breathe, I could play football, and that just made the biggest, that was the biggest thing in the world, being able to play with the little kids and play with my friends, and that got me going. He turned me on to a couple books. One was Return to Eden by Jeff LaClosse, and that pretty much was self-help for me because I would read that book and I would know what herbs to tell my parents I needed, because he told me, you know, you're going to have to help them. They don't know about this. And that got me going. I mean, I went to college helping my friends and became pre-med and then acupuncture college, the Institute of Holistic Studies, and I'm still taking classes, as you mentioned. I'm real excited about balance wave technology, just using sound to help to heal the body, and been getting some spectacular results with that. Maybe a little later we'll share with the audience how that works.
Okay, that would be great. Now, you also do classes for the public currently, and we may not go quite in chronological order. But Dr. Mark, as a courtesy and as a contribution to the community, does a Saturday Qigong class. where he teaches the skills of Qigong. But Dr. Mark, could you tell us what Qigong is before I make the statements about what happened last Saturday?
Yes. Qigong is it's an ancient art of moving and breathing, and specifically stretching, as well as using your mind to move qi, this energy, this universal energy through the body. So we practice Qigong, and I make it available to all of my clients. It's, as Sandy said, it's a free class, and I do know the value because I've taken lots of other classes. But I want it to be free so people can learn a simple routine to have self-help to support the treatment that they receive. It's not enough to go to a doctor and take the medicine or herbs or vitamins. You actually have to be a little proactive and eat the right things and move the right way and breathe the right way and think the right way and pray the right way to be healthy. And so we offer that as a gift to support them on their spiritual journey.
Thank you. So last Saturday in our discussion, you made a couple of points that really touched my heart that I would like to share with the audience. And then also, if you would like to expound on them, but you made a statement about our birthright, a birthright of good health. And you also made a statement about the one or the person with the most knowledge has the power. And you were making that statement in reference to the drug dealers in the community and how they're so successful. And so if you could just kind of bring those three points to a better clarification, because they were so important that, you know, that we understand, for me, that I understood that health or being in a healthy state is my divine birthright. So, you know, I'm not trying to get something that isn't mine by right, but it is mine. And so to work from that frame of mind just really kind of makes things go differently for me.
Well, we know that there are three things that govern our thinking: observation, things that we observe, our association, things and people that we're associated with, and our teachings. And those three things are governing pretty much our lives: our observation, association, and our teaching. And I grew up in the inner city, Los Angeles, but the bigger community that I'm from is Compton, and it was full of opportunities for people to make money any way they could. And certainly in my neighborhood, there were people that actually sold drugs and sold a lot of drugs to a lot of people. And I was always moved by how much information they seemed to know. See, drug dealers, they make it their business to know everything about your parents, to know your affiliations with church or the mosque. They make it their business to know where your parents, when they come and when they go. And they are so interwoven with your fabric that gives them a lot of power. They know your strengths, their weaknesses, and they can tap into that through the gang activity. And it dawned on me that information that they have gives them a lot of power to persuade people, to influence people, and to impose their will on you or on people. And one day, as I was just dealing, as we had to deal every day, you had to look people in the eye to know what their intentions were towards you. You always had to look and be real clear about what you were doing so that you can handle yourself. It dawned on me that the Creator of the universe has given us all this information, but we don't know anything about it. We don't know about the natural laws of karma, reaping and sowing. You can't eat sugar all day without having some effect on your nervous system. You can't drink alcohol all day long without having some effect on your biochemistry. And you can't like disrespect your body without having some repercussion. So as I begin to go on this journey, I begin to see that everybody has knowledge about life except for the individual. How do we empower people to have that kind of knowledge? Because if you could know better, you would do better. And that's kind of how I base my ministry of wellness. I try my very best to empower people. And it comes pretty easy. I mean, I can get them out of pain, and I can help them manage their pain. But more importantly, I'm interested in the causes that make the pain. Because if I could fix that, then we could change the whole paradigm about relationships and about their innermost attitude towards life, because that's what it comes down to. The pain is just such sedentary. It's not the main thing. The main thing is these thoughts, feelings, and emotions that are stuck in their body. And not knowing how to get rid of them, yeah, you get high blood pressure. Yes, you get diverticulitis. Yes, you get arthritis. Yes, you get Crohn's. And even cancer, these are all autoimmune-related diseases. And from the womb to the tomb, you have work to do. And in class, we talked about our birthright. We have the ability to be co-creators. We've been given dominion over this earth, and we have life and death, which is in the power of the tongue. But we could create a much better world for ourselves just by using the power that we've been given.
So from what you're saying, heal thyself is not just a common phrase or a catch-all phrase, but it actually is possible. It's not just a theory, but it's possible. And do you agree or believe, or what would be your relationship to the statement that if we learn to cooperate with nature for our healing, that this would make a difference in our overall well-being?
Yes. One of the natural laws, you know, at least in terms of food, is that you have to eat whole foods. You have to eat life. What you eat is creating energy for your body. So when we look at people, we just see a pile of the planet that they have eaten. Now, some people have the opportunity to eat a little better than others, and some people have choices that are made for them. But certainly, it is a knowing that the healthier you eat, the stronger you're going to become and the longer you're going to live. Having played football, our coaches really strived to help us perform as long as we could. So we were on diets, protein and vegetables and complex carbs, as well as lots of good water. Avoid sodas and sugar. These were things that were taught to us. And these lessons, you know, are always out there in the universe, but we have to act on that, because to be productive and to perform at a high level, you have to eat that way, and you have to train that way, and you have to rest that way. Now, the same thing in this world. Everyone is a child of the universe, so you're the king's kid. You have to think about eating the best and managing your mind and praying and having meditation time and having all these wonderful ways that support you and being an ambassador for the kingdom of the Creator, the kingdom of God. Now, once you do that, I mean, in every religion, there are practices that help you with purification, and detox, fasting. And I know, Sandy, you have done that and healed your life and healed many of your friends. These practices must be put into a day-to-day realization, because that could actually keep us well.
You mentioned the different aspects, the spiritual, the emotional, the mental, along with the physical, as being very key to our holistic or complete wholeness, as your the name of your center, the Hempke Center for Wholeness, indicates. Are there other preventive measures a person can take now to ensure healthier life? You mentioned the prayer and the eating and the right thoughts. Are there other holistic approaches that we can take to live life more fully?
I would think, you know, at least three times a year, some breeds and animals like dogs are dewormed fall, winter, and spring. If you're around a lot of pets or if you happen to drink a lot of chlorinated water, then you're going to know, you got to know that you need to do some kind of parasite cleanse, at least fall, winter, and spring, to get rid of the toxins. And walking, exercises like walking or riding a bicycle or just aerobic, treadmill, but the biggest thing is moving. If you could do that every day, at least 30 minutes, it can absolutely help you with stress, certainly lower the blood pressure, certainly help the body rid itself of the toxins, because you're going to sweat. As you sweat, you detoxify. And the biggest thing is just making sure you have regular bowel movement. Most people are constipated. At least 70% of the people that come and see me have maybe one bowel movement every other day. And the rule of thumb is for every meal you eat, you should be evacuating. If you have three meals a day, you need to have three bowel movements. If you can get rid of some of the stuck qi and poisons in your body, you're going to live a long time. But you still have to manage your thoughts, because one negative thought will travel 186,000 miles per second into your tissues. And we call those engrams. Those engrams hold toxicity in your liver, in your kidneys, in your colon, throughout your lymphatics. And we are just beginning to understand that sound could actually help you heal using the sound waves, even helping the immune system. And that's something I'm really excited about, balance wave technology and how we can impact the liver and the kidneys using frequencies, hertz, like tuning forks, to actually go in and restructure the energy in the body. People, everybody I know needs to be using that energy. The Egyptians moved the pyramids through sound. It was really powerful in some of the esoteric readings. They were using vibrational energy to raise those tons, hundreds of tons of rock, and moving that with sound, which is really fascinating. Because sound can travel that deep inside the body, and sound can actually repair the body.
Is there a special sound or music, drumming or special instruments that you would recommend that we listen to?
Yes. There are a lot of frequencies out there called solfeggio frequencies. And there are lots of tuning forks out there. You could spend literally thousands of dollars on a good set of tuning forks that would have all the organs as well as all the chakras and all of the nutritional properties as well as impacting all the glands in the body. So you could put out, $6,000 or $7,000 in tuning forks. But we have a device called Balance Wave Technology, a tool that we use that has all those frequencies in it, and it's under $300, and anybody that wants that, they can certainly have the email address and pick that up, and we'll show you how to use it. And as we advance technology, we'll give you the updates as well, because we really want to build a community of people that are working together to heal this planet. That's what we need. The thing about the drug dealers is that they were a community and they all worked together. The thing about churches, they're in a community. And the thing about healing, as you know, we're doing tongue-rid tapping and we're healing our community. the Ahimsi believes that we can heal the world one person at a time. And that's exactly what you got to do. You got to heal your family first, yourself. That way we can impact the world.
You also mentioned a subject that we don't talk about very much, but is so incredibly important to our overall health, and that's bowel movements. I know maybe 30 years ago I had a friend who was from Compton as well mentioned that even though you have a bowel movement on a daily basis, one or two or whatever, that you can still be constipated. And I initially thought that that was the craziest thing I had ever heard. But the more that I learn and study and research, or I had Crohn's. I was diagnosed with Crohn's back in 1999. And the naturopathic doctor that I went to in Texas actually suggested some type of a cleanse. And so I went on the Master Cleanse, or the Lemonade Diet, as some people call it, for 40 days. And that was my first time. And I repeated that again, like another 3 months, and I think another 6 months. But what was so amazing to me, Dr. Mark, is that with each one of those cleanses that I did, the smell became more and more foul, until it got to a place where it was, you know, it had to have been that it was just getting up more and more in my body, cleaning out more and more this stuff that was on the inside of me. And so it made what he told me so true. And I realized that what I thought my body was operating effectively, it was really not. So how do we correct?
Well, it starts with cleansing, and there's different levels of cleanse. There's different levels of rebuilding the bowel, too. So if you just keep stripping down, you've got years of accumulation that's all packed in the villi in the gut. A lot of mucus, a lot of catarrh. But if you continue to put in the right probiotics and the fiber, your colon will actually become healthier. And some people actually use bentonite clay, and then they'll move towards the different organs. So not just the colon, but you have to cleanse the kidneys and definitely the liver and then the gallbladder. And then eventually you work on the lungs, and you just keep cleansing all around. And Dr. Goss makes a product called CKLS, which is colon, liver, spleen, and stomach. So, you know, you can go pretty deep and get to some good work that way.
Okay, well, thanks for sharing. Let's take a quick break so that we can come back and continue with the discussion. This is Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We have with us tonight Dr. Mark Armstrong, one of the world's leading naturopathic practitioners, who is talking to us about the essential keys to longevity. And we're exploring naturopathic approaches to wellness. We're learning about the different aspects that it takes to have overall wellness, not just one part of it, but that it's a holistic approach. So it's your physical, it's your spiritual, it's your mental and emotional. So let us take a short break, and we will continue. Return in just a few moments.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy, me, please. All things ain't what they used to be. No, no. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby by the night. Mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand? Oh,
Marvin Gaye, Mercy, Mercy Me. Oh, so, so, so ahead of his time. He already knew what was going on. So welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. You're welcome to call and chat on the air with us at 516-531-9819. And just simply press 1 to signal you wish to speak on the air. Tonight we are discussing the essential keys to longevity. We're exploring naturopathic approaches to wellness. And we have with us the esteemed Dr. Mark Armstrong, one of the world's renowned naturopathic practitioners. So Dr. Mark has been talking with us about the different components, the spirituality, what type of mindset we need to be in. We've talked about the comparison of the community, such as drug dealers who learn all about the people that's in the community in order to be in a place of power. And so by using that same type of philosophy within the healing realm, that we could affect the same type of a gathering of folks to share the information. And Dr. Mark has told us some preventive measures that we can take and some holistic approaches that we can use to live life healthier and with more longevity. Now, Dr. Mark, it is reported that the health care for baby boomers is a $10,000 per day industry. And that's really shocking. Are there dangers of prescription drugs? Is there a possibility of becoming over-medicated? And is modern medicine causing modern medicine seemed to the allopathic approach seems to want to mask the problem. You talked earlier about getting down to the causes of the different health issues that we may experience. But does modern medicine overlook the cause and want to get right to applying some type of prescription medicine to cover it up? And how does that affect our overall health?
Yes. Well, Sandy, out of pocket, last year people spent $14 billion out of pocket to see their naturopaths, their acupuncturists, their massage therapists, their chiropractors, their herbalists, their body workers. That's how much money they paid out of pocket. And allopathic medicine, which does a lot, traditional allopathic doctors, if you break a bone, they're experts putting that bone back in place. But they haven't done such a good job at prevention at all. At all. So cancer has about a 7-year ingestion process before you even see it, before it's really detected. But by the time they really find out what type it is, they're already giving you a stage 1, 2, or 3, or 4. And that's because they're not really in community. I didn't say the full story about what drug dealers know. What drug dealers know is what communities know. When your car breaks down, they're going to call their friend. Their friend's going to come and tow you home. And then your friends are going to get a six-pack of beer and they're going to repair your starter. They're going to actually work on your starter. Jack it up, go to auto parts, Pep Boys, buy the parts and put it in for you. That's the neighborhood. And elite communities, affluent communities, you call a tow truck. They take the car in. The dealer gives you a rental car. And you don't even know your neighbors. Nobody knows you had car trouble. Our economy is changing. And we are so far behind in terms of our currency, which is just paper money. It's not really backed by gold. We're selling a lot of our gold, Japan and China. They've been buying it up. So the American dollar is going to collapse. Our whole economy is millions of dollars, trillions of dollars placed on our children and our future. It cannot sustain itself like our sick care system. The standard American diet, the SAD diet, cannot sustain itself. We have to get back to community where we grow our own vegetables, where we buy from each other, and we eat from our own fields. That's the power of community, and that's the power of holistic medicine, is bringing that ancient wisdom back from granddad and grandmother. An apple a day can help the body. Cleansing 3 times a year, taking the beds outside and beating them in the air to get rid of the dust mites, and cleaning the floorboards in your house and spring cleaning is something that we did as a community. And we got to get back, because if not, you could see the writing on the wall. More and more young people are starting to have autoimmune-related diseases. I see children 14 years old, diabetics, juvenile diabetics. I mean, it's, you could see that the generations are breaking down, not really improving the wealth that our parents have. Their children can't even expect that they will be anywhere close. The cost of education is more, and the jobs are fewer. There are people that have PhDs that are out there looking for work every day. So we need to make some fundamental change as a society. And to become balanced and holistic, to look at all of it and pay attention, is the key to your survival. The information is the key. Don't bury your head in the sand. Don't live like the Joneses. Live like you. Live a virtuous life. Live a meaningful life, a very spiritual life. Live a life that would be worth something at the end of your journey. That's the message that I am here to tell your listeners.
I appreciate that. That was so heartfelt. in that state of community. Go ahead.
Yeah, the space of community is caring for each other. I mean, we need to know our neighbors. We need to know who they are and what they do. We need to be able to reach forward and to the side and build a network. And we need to reach to our family and heal those relationships, because that's what's making us ill. You know, the unfinished business here. We live in such a world that is poly, you know, real. It's like it looks like it's real. It's got many doors, many attachments, but there's no depth. We need to cultivate that depth where you know people, you work together, you mean something to each other. You would never cheat each other because you love each other and you want the best for each other. That is principles that take us back to the training that we all have, and it would change the world if we live like that, if we just were like that. It is who we are, and it's what we must do to elevate our planet. If not, you know, we got a lot of work ahead of us.
I appreciate how you brought the family in, because that's our initial tribe. And when that goes awry, then it creates a disconnect emotionally and spiritually, mentally, and it can interfere with having a healthy relationship, not only with anyone else, but within yourself. And so go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yes. You know, our primary relationship, how we learn to love each other, we learn from our parents. We generally marry people like our parents or the opposite of our parents. And those relationships have got to be healed, because the truth of it is, you know, our children are going to be just like that. The choices that they see us making, they're probably making them, but at a faster rate. So that's why the family is so important, just like in the hood. The whole tribal, gang, family situation, la familia, is your foundation. And you got to know everything about it so you can become strong. You know, if people were really paying attention, we would really be much more preventative with our kids. We wouldn't be letting them just have latchkeys and eating every day at KFC and McDonald's. I mean, they've done studies on that food, and it's not really real. There was one doctor who set on his front desk the Big Mac, French fries, and he left out one of those apple pies. Well, a year later, the bread didn't decay, the meat didn't decay, and the lettuce was the only thing that wilted. The pickles were the same. And the French fries, they just shriveled up and dried out, but it still was intact, because it's made out of plastic, made out of chemicals, petrochemicals, the lard, the bread, even the meat is processed. So it was really subsidized by the government. That's why the hamburgers are so cheap, because our government pays the cattle industry, and Oprah got in big trouble behind that, talking about the cattle industry. And a lot of our water is used to clean up all the mess from the livestock. We're running out of water. If you just hit the table and see where the water's going, the water's actually going to a lot of livestock for cleaning and trying to clean up all the waste that these animals are leaving. And we got some paying attention to do on this planet. You want to be powerful, pay attention, because knowledge will give you insight. And then you will have some answers. And then with the right information, you can begin to ask the right questions. I mean, this genetically modified food, I mean, GMOs, I mean, a tomato is not a tomato anymore.
Right.
That was interesting, looking at that hamburger. The tomatoes and the pickles did not decay. they still stayed intact. Just the lettuce was the only thing that wilted a little bit.
And the most of the public do not know that. They do not know that that's not food items that's being sold in those fast food restaurants.
Oh, or KFC does not even call it chicken anymore.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, they
had a lawsuit. They had to drop that because it's not chicken. Genetically modified meat tastes like chicken.
Yeah, people are still buying that stuff, too. We've got two callers, Dr. Mark. I'm going to take one and then take the other. So the first caller, area code 678-656, please give us your name and where you're calling from and what comment you'd like to make. Caller 678-656. Okay. So our next caller is area code 940-535. Would you state your name and where you're calling from and your question or concern, please?
My name is Eve Davis, and I'm calling from Texas. And I am so happy, and I am so excited, and I am so ready to do better. And I want to make a comment to the doctor about Dr. Mark about our worth. That is so important to me, as well as everything else you said. I am so, my body is like earning for all the goodness that you've given out. I've taken some very, very body-changing notes, and my body is just really happy to explore even more. I'm from the garden. My mom and dad, we grew up in the garden. And, you know, I just did what I was. Other brothers and sisters, they learned. And I just obeyed. And now my sister, Wow, and a few of them, they're still in the garden. And they're still doing what they were taught to do. I remember to do it. I'm better at it. But now it's totally, totally, totally needed. And I'm just so happy. And I, the things that I do with myself is I move, and I move a lot, and I love it. And sometimes my body takes off, and it just does what it wants to do, and I see it. My body is happy and energetic. And the people around me does not understand. And when you talked about the different things we do to our bodies, sometimes the way we eat and you think, you slow it down. And then, you know, the energy and the goodness and the way you eat, you know, it helps keep it healthy and alive. So I'm just so ready to be even more worth every rich in every thought and every way of my body. And I'm working on it, and I'm naturally doing a lot of it, and now I've learned even more.
Well, great. Hey, we definitely appreciate your sharing. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, my question is, thank you. The energy that I have, it comes. It's so much, Terry. It's burst and burst of energy. Okay, do you have any information on, is it a control energy? Is there a such thing as that?
Well, certainly, you know, being grounded and being inside your body so you can use the resources that you have. And one of the things that I would say, there's nothing wrong with having bursts of energy, but how do you use the energy? So I would say to you, let's get grounded. If you could just walk in nature, barefooted, I'd like for you to find trees and just sit next to a tree, hug trees, to take off the electromagnetic energy that's overwhelming your body. Spend more time out in nature and really focus in on meditation, lowering the energy back into your root chakra so you can stay in your body. That would be my suggestion. And eating more, I call it more healthier foods that keep you in your body. That's important.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Eve, for calling. We now have a caller, area code 817-657. Would you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from, please? And your question.
Yeah, this is William calling from Atlanta. And
hello, William.
Yes. How you doing, Sandy?
Dr.
Mark.
Hey, William. How's it going, buddy?
Great, great. Now, I really appreciate your presentation and broad approach that you take to healing and to life. And I couldn't help but hear people in general, but my people in particular, saying, you know, what does all that have to do with my arthritis, you know, and my diabetes and my heart problems, you know. And I counter that all the time with people. Sometimes it may not be articulated, but you can see the distance, you know, when you start talking about what's happening on the planet, what's happening on the globe, what's happening in humanity, what's happening on the block in terms of my mission to my neighbors. Would you address that, please?
Yes. Well, in Chinese medicine, you are part of the universe, which means whatever is happening out there on the planet is happening inside of your body. When there's full moons, when I was working as a substitute teacher in the inner city, I saw children fight a lot more. Why? Because the tide is high and the parasites are kicking their butts. Now, parasites are microorganisms. We eat parasitic food, and those parasites live off of us. We're host to them. That will cause ADD, ADHD, and that is what's causing arthritis. Arthritis is inflammation of the joints. When people have hip replacement, what do you think ate up the cartilage? Did the cartilage wear out 50 years ago, 100 years ago on granny? Cartilage is being eaten out of the body. And why don't you just suggest to them that they are what they eat? Now, they don't want to hear that, but they'll have a hip replacement and tell you about that. Hip replacements are required every 7 years. If you happen to be active, it's down to 4 years. So it's possible that people could have 6 to 7 hip replacements, averaging $40,000 per replacement. Don't you think they want to know about that? Of course. But that's not specific enough. So why don't you just tell them this? Take a half a dozen things right, and your life will change. 6 things will change your life. What you think, what you eat, who you associate with, your observation and your teaching and your connection to God. If they get those 6 things right, they'll be okay. Let's say they don't have time to remember 6 things. Just tell them to do 1 thing. Change their thinking. Arthritis is inflammation that is a deep-seated regret that they have. If you look that up, you will find that that's what arthritis is, inflammation of thought, inflammation in their thinking process. That's what arthritis is, brought on by parasites, brought on by toxins, eating away the cartilage and the ligaments. Does that make sense?
Makes plenty of sense, and I really appreciate that. I'm hopeful, and by hopeful I mean I expect, you know, that more and more people will hear, you know, will listen.
Yes. And I know I know what you're saying. You know, people don't want to listen to preaching, hear to hear preaching anymore. What they want to do is see it in life. So if you become that, someone who cares, someone who watches their thoughts, someone who's mindful, you're going to raise their vibration to match you. It's like playing with tennis with somebody better. You get better. Playing with an opponent that's a little better than you will raise your game. Being around smart people, like this is what they're doing in the inner cities nowadays. They're actually taking kids and putting them in groups with smart kids. Those smart kids are not held down because they're just showing students how to do what they do. And then pretty soon the kids go, well, I could do this, and then they learn. That's what you got to do. You got to take those people that are a little slower and then water down the message and then let them get it that they can eat right and their diabetes will go away. Metformin doesn't have to control their life.
Dr. Mark, for whatever it's worth, I'm a witness to all that you're saying.
Yes, sir.
And the more I practice that, the easier and the better life, the sweeter it gets.
Amen. Hallelujah. You're part of you're part of our community. We need a few people in the community like you, because once you get it, your family gets it, then your community starts getting it. But people are going to want to know, you know, what makes you a little different, and what makes you different is what you know.
Yes, that's going to be right. And thank you for your work, brother. Really appreciate
it. You're welcome.
It.
Hey, thank you for the encouragement. Thank you.
Sure.
Thanks for being on the call.
Thank you, William. So, Dr. Mark, as we draw this call to a conclusion, not because we run out of things to talk about, but the show is normally an hour, and we've gone a little bit beyond that, but it has been so incredible. We'll just have to have you back on. So.
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, my God. It's like we just got started, you know.
Yeah.
But
yes.
I would like to put two things to you, and then you can add whatever you would like to after. But I wanted to know if there were any particular disciplines that you studied that has a greater benefit over any of the other, or ones that you practice or engage in on a daily basis. And then the second part of that is, what is your dream, goal, or intention for humanity?
I mean, the thing that I really have enjoyed really, really practicing and being as a person that's conscious on the planet is consciousness. That's it. Just being conscious of everything that I do, like, and to be real clear about what I'm doing. That makes a big difference, because you're generating results based upon what you put out there in the universe, and that's the key, is being conscious of everything that you're doing, because it certainly has an opportunity to take wings and fly. Yes. And your second question is, I think your second question is, like, what is your mission, and what are you trying to do with your life? Is that it?
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell.
Okay.
For humanity, you know, what do you see? And you've spoken of it, you know, with building the community and getting back into the family. But if there's like an end thought that you would like to leave, or a legacy?
Well, I think the key is that whole consciousness and being in community with everyone. If I've only met you one time, then you're a friend that I'll know the rest of my life. And being in connection with you is being in connection with Source, is being in connection with God. That is going to help each other stay in a vibration of love, because that's what it's about. I mean, the greatest teacher in the world talked about love your neighbor as yourself. But, I mean, what does that really mean? That means being in relationship, being in partnership, working together, and really, really getting it done, because we can, especially if we work together. That is it. And so what I learned in my inner city, that's what it's always been about. And from the church all the way to the gang, that's what it's about. So I'm just cutting to the chase of that and saying, that's my consciousness, connect. If it's a few, we can connect to the many. It may look small, but I tell you, it's not small. Because this radio show, this blog talk, has got me all the way to Texas, and I'm sure all around the world, and it's just beginning. And
yeah.
I just want to thank you, Sandy Rogers, for just being the space of that, because my goal in life is to reach 2,600,000 people and become conscious. All of us become conscious. It's a world
game. That is such a worthy, unselfish goal. That is awesome. That is awesome. And I know you're halfway there already, Dr. Mark.
Thank you. I mean, with your help, I mean, it's done. As we say, already done, already healed.
That's right. We keep working on that. But, God, this has been such an incredible show.
Thank you.
That, you know, I had some other questions and some other highlights that I wanted to bring forth. But, like I said, we'll do that in part two and bring some more information. And perhaps the listeners that are on the call tonight will invite others to join in when we come back and continue the discussion. Does that work with your schedule?
Oh, it will. It will. Just you know how to get to me. You know how to get to me. And I'm in community with you, so it's easy.
Yes.
Again, thank you for the
opportunity. From the bottom of my heart.
Blessing.
Yeah, from the bottom of my heart, just so much love for you and the work that you continue to do. And I have never, for as long as I've been knowing you, which is better than 10 years, probably closer to 15 years, over this time frame, I've never known you to ever turn down an engagement other than if you already have something else planned. So you're so full of life and commitment to the healing community. And so I would like to show just lots and lots of love and appreciation to you from the world community for your willingness and your dedication and your commitment to establishing that community of complete wholeness. So thank you very much.
Oh, you're wonderful, and thank you, Sandy.
Thank you. Thank you for joining me today, me and Dr. Mark, on Life, Love, and Wellness, Sandy Rogers Show. This is where we talk candidly about positive experiences, personal development, self-discovery, and holistic wellness. When we love ourselves, we cause no harm or danger to anyone, and we are at peace and harmony with all of humanity. This is your host, Sandy Rogers, wishing you and yours a most wondrous life. May you forever dwell in divine wellness. Until next week, peace beyond you.